This is Savannah.
Hey, Savannah, it's Todd Schaefer.
Hi there.
So 50,000 of coverage is like $20 to $21 a month.
Okay.
So if that's the type of content you have, then my thoughts would be definitely insure your belongings.
Okay. I was just kind of back and forth on it. What was the price on the 25?
I think it was $15, $16, so about $4 a month difference for an addition for double the coverage.
Okay. I haven't gone through and like looked at everything, but just what I was reading online, because again, we're a family of five. We all have, pretty high-end technology and brand new bedroom sets and like all of that. So that's kind of where what I was reading online was.
I mean, if you can comfortably afford it, that's how I always tell everybody, if you can comfortably afford it, get the right coverage, because while we never think anything's going to happen, I think the Marshall fires kind of proved that differently.
Right. Well, and this has been something on my radar for a while, and then that happened, and I was like, okay, we need to,
would it replace your contents, but also it's going to give you some coverage while you don't have a place to stay. And that's with renters, it's not as great as homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
But the more your content coverage, the more loss of use benefit you have, because it's a percentage of that amount.
Right. Okay.
And then want to ask, do you have a basement in that house?
We do.
Is it going to be finished?
It is.
I'm going to add water back up, because if sewage backs up in that thing.
Okay.
How much content coverage would you think would be in the basement? I'll just do 10.
Definitely less. It's not huge, but there is like a, storage.
All right,
a pretty big crawl space.
Did it not change? How's that possible? I added $10,000 of water backup coverage. And it didn't change the rate, it looks like. $20.74 for $50,000 of content coverage and $10,000 of water backup. And then on the car, I just went middle of the road, so I was going to ask if you want windshield coverage on the Jeep.
Yeah, yep. I think that all makes sense, because even if we're doing... if we go up to 50 for the renters and we have all the highest for the car, you're still saving us
a lot of money.
A lot of money and getting a lot more out of it versus what we had. And we've been, not thrilled with what we're paying, but we've been comfortable with it financially. So I think that makes the most sense.
Okay. And as maybe things improve and stuff, might consider upping your liability limits, but that's what you have right now, and that's good. And based on how you were explaining your situation, it's adequate. It's a fit for you.
Right.
But
yeah.
So let me just look at the total here. It's like $231 with all the bells and whistles. So what I thought would be best is for you to call Liberty Mutual and say, I'm thinking of canceling my policy effective today. And if I do that, will you let me know what kind of refund I'm getting? So let's make sure that you're getting like more back than this $230-something so that you're not in a pickle.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
so I'm on my lunch break at work here at 1 o'clock. So I'll probably wait to give them a call until then, and then I'll call you back after.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right.
Todd.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.